Books and Arts. Home Entertainment. Pandemic Cinema. Will and Grace. Ingmar Bergman's Contemplations of Plague and Death is life-enhancing.
The inspiration for one of the most legendary and parodied images in world cinema lies a half-hour's drive north of Stockholm, up near the ceiling of a small medieval church. A fresco shows a ghoulish skeleton and a young man, dressed in a green robe and a brown hat, hovering over a large chessboard. The mural at the Tabby Church was painted in the 1480s. It came to life nearly five centuries later when it led Ingmar Bergman, the Swedish director, to cast Max von Sydow as Antonius Block, a troubled knight, and to pit him against death in a chess match. Death is everywhere in Bergman's The Seventh Seal. It rages in the Holy Land, where Block and his squire Jons have spent years as crusaders, and back home in Sweden, where the bubonic plague has started to spread. Before it takes him, Block wants to understand whether his life has made any sense, and what might await in the hereafter. To do so, he needs time, and to have time, he needs to play for it. Between the chess game to which Block challenges the Grim Reaper, the ethereal expression fixed on his face throughout the film, and the backdrop of disease, The Seventh Seal can seem unbearably heavy, especially during today's pandemic. Block cannot come to terms with God's silence. He yearns to have faith in faith, and not in the facile kind either. He scoffs at the monks who claim that the plague is divine punishment, and pities the penitent zealots with their crosses and relics, whipping themselves senseless with scourges.